This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of The Zioli Show. Do us a favor, please subscribe to the podcast, rate it, and tell your friends. Come on, I got kids to feed. College isn't going to pay for itself, you know? Thanks for listening.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
Uh-oh. Do you like going to Florida this time of year?
I love Florida. My dad is in Florida.
I love Florida this time of year.
Love Florida.
And, you know, spring training's right around the corner. When you go down to Florida, you could see Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski.
What are they doing
down there? Well, turns out they have a little tax scheme going on there. There were reports that the married MSNBC anchors Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski have been mysteriously broadcasting their show from Florida. Sources speculated that the location is to benefit Scarborough's tax situation. The Morning Joe anchors have been reportedly on a home set in Jupiter, Florida, but using Washington, D.C. backdrops. Sources said the reason for the locale was a tax dodge, albeit a completely legal one. Since Scarborough has a home in Florida, I would need to spend a certain amount of time there for any tax benefit. Mika just goes along for the ride. Scarborough is still presently registered to vote in Connecticut. On October 9th, 2018, registered to vote in Palm Beach County, Florida, according to public records. So they're down there doing the show from down there, pretending like they're in D.C., because if he's in Florida, he'll reduce his tax burden by $550,000. He makes on $8 million a year.
Wow.
$8 million a year. There are less people that watch that show than listen to this show. And he makes $8 million a year.
That's something.
Yeah.
And what does she make? Because they're married now.
They're married, yeah.
So he makes eight. And what does she make?
It doesn't say what her salary is in the article here.
So I'm sure that she demands equal pay.
I would imagine, right? I would imagine equal pay for equal work. 6.99% state income tax in Connecticut, where there's no income tax in Florida. So to qualify as a Florida resident, he needs to be there 183 days a year. So basically, here's the deal. A lot of people that do this, they go down to Florida, they leave their home state and they go to Florida. I have a friend who did this. And I can't speak for other states. I know New Jersey's crazy. I'm sure Connecticut's the same way. What they do in New Jersey is they look at your cell phone records and they see where it pings to determine if you're in the state. And if you're in the state 6 months and one day, they consider you a resident, you owe them the taxes, and they come after you. There was a situation where somebody, I'm not even joking now, was living in Florida, claiming Florida as a residency, took a flight, which had a layover in Newark Airport. And because they were on Jersey soil, the state counted that as being in the state for a day and nailed them and said, you owe us taxes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that?
I have a friend, her parents are very wealthy, and I know they watch it because they live in New Jersey, but they have a place in Naples, Florida. But they really watch what you're saying for this reason.
Mm-hmm.
So Scarborough better watch out because they will bust him because these states, you know, they're all over it.
So I don't watch the dumb show, but how does it look in the morning? It's just like you've got the two of them are there on a screen and they've got a fake DC Capitol behind them.
They have they're actually two different screens. Like it's a split screen and he's on one screen and she's on the other. And it always seems like she's in studio because she's talking face to face to the guests and he kind of chimes in from a separate screen. That's the way it looks to me.
It's weird. And then what's behind him?
The DC backdrop.
The DC backdrop.
So it makes it look like that he is in D.C.
Now, isn't that a little bit disingenuous to your audience?
Yeah, I think you have to be, you know, you have to be honest with your, you know, he should just say, I'm in my home state of Florida.
Yeah, I mean, Rush goes from sunny South Florida. Like, just
no
be honest
deal.
With people, yeah.
And just say, but we keep our D.C. connections or whatever, but, you know, we have homes here and there and everywhere. I just think people think it's weird if you're dishonest, if you're trying to you know, be deceptive, like you said.
Let's be honest. The show is irrelevant anyway. They could do the show from anywhere. Nobody would care. Anchorage, Alaska. It wouldn't matter.
One's on the moon. The other's on...
Yeah. Right. Mika's in New Zealand, and Joe is down in Uganda. It doesn't matter. The show's irrelevant.
By the way, about 10 years ago, Joe Scarborough used to host an MSNBC show, like a nighttime show, like a 9 p.m. show.
Mm-hmm.
And I know somebody who filled in for him regularly, and he 100% did the show from Florida then. So this story, I think, is 100% true.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Now, here's my question then. Do you imagine then, since these guys, since his whole point to move to Florida is to pay less taxes, right?
Yes.
All right. So do you imagine Joe and Mika will be backing a candidate who has a philosophy of do whatever you can to avoid paying taxes? That's my question.
I love that part.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Brzezinski, because I know they're very, very forward in terms of their modernness and their progressiveness. So will Mr. and Mrs. Brzezinski, will they go forward with the notion of saying that we will also endorse a candidate who says you should do whatever you've got to do to get out of paying your fair share of taxes, even if that means moving to Florida with a Fugazi backdrop and making people think that you're there in studio? Do what you got to do. Do not let the government get your money. It's your money. You've earned it. Will that be their philosophy, Dawn, is my question.
No.
Greg, will that be their philosophy?
100% no.
Will they be backing a candidate who has that philosophy?
Nope.
This committee owes an apology, Senator. All right. These hypocrites.
Yep.
What they should do, honestly, what they should do is they should have John Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen down to their Florida house to pay, like, do a farm aid for people that have to pay for their fake backdrop, to pay for their fake set. Oh, it ain't easy, Joe. I know what it's like how to be a fake farmer. I know it ain't easy. Me and the E-I-E-I-O band, how to do what I had to do. John over here, he had to make honeybees. What does Bon Jovi know about honeybees? It's Slippery Wet Acres, huh? Yes, Dawn, happy National Bubble Wrap Day. A number of people in the audience wanted to wish you a happy National Bubble Wrap Day.
Thank you very much. What would I do without bubble wrap?
Today is the day bubble wrap was invented.
See?
Wow.
Many years ago.
Why didn't I think of that?
Exactly. Bubble wrap, and then I think originally bubble wrap was used as insulation, was what I believe I heard somebody say. Insulation.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Now it's used for clothing for your children.
Yes.
You'll figure. 855-839-1210. John's a farmer, I'm a farmer, and you're down in Florida. You got a fake Capitol building behind you. Nobody's buying it, man.
I love that story. It's my favorite story of the day, honestly.
It really is. And yet they'll both back some hacky lefty who wants to have a 70% wealth tax.
Yep.
And they'll sit there and they'll justify it. Mika, we got to do our fair share. Everybody's got to pay their fair share, except me, because I'm down in Florida. Well, I don't want to pay my 6.99% and help the children of Connecticut. Hey, Joe, the children of Connecticut need your money, you rich. And by the way, I would imagine if his salary is $8 million a year, that he's in the 1%. Is he not? I mean, I think. I don't know, because he makes a whole lot more money than all of us. So I would imagine that at $8 million a year, that makes you a one percenter. And at 6.99%, the children of Connecticut could use that money for, I don't know, something like school security. Yep. Right, Joe? Or vaccines, or snacks, shoes, I don't know, something.
Radio 306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.